I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at
97.3. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Got your peanut butter and jelly? Got your PB&J over there?
I don't get to eat that anymore.
Oh, why not?
I had to get off. I get to eat carbs still, but I don't get to eat them like I was. PB&J is gone.
That's sad.
It is sad, but you know, since I love meat so much, it's all going to work out fine.
What are you eating for meat? What's the meat? What's the meat situation? Tell me.
I'm kidding. I don't like meat.
I know. I get it. Yeah, I mean, I know. So what are you eating? Like, tell me what your new day is.
Well, I haven't fully figured it out yet, but I've got my oatmeal and my yogurt with a little peanut butter in the oatmeal. No sugar. I know there's carbs in there. What am I supposed to do?
I gotta eat something. I feel you, and you do need a certain amount of carbs
eggs.
A day.
Like, there's no time to make eggs at 3 in the freaking morning. So it's
should hard boil some and roll them in a little salt and pepper and eat them over the sink.
Anyway. The oatmeal holds me to lunch, and yes. I don't do anything
the oatmeal
in between.
I'm with you. Like, the carb thing, when I did the keto thing for over a freaking year, it's the one thing. It's like you realize literally everything is made of carbs. Anything you'd actually want to eat. It's like, great, I'll just eat bacon all day.
No, that's not, yeah.
But actually, it is. It's like, that's what they, when you're on keto, there's the people who are hardcore, they eat this, like, ghee stuff. Like, they're supposed to get, like, a certain amount of this fat into you every day. G-H-E-E. It's like a, it's almost like a buttery fat.
Yeah, I did that. Put it in my coffee every day.
Yeah, it's freaking gross. And people do it.
You liked it?
No.
It's gross.
But I did, I lost 40 pounds.
It's so unbelievable, keto. It's like, how is this working? All I'm doing is eating eggs and bacon. But then you eat one hamburger with a bun on it, and that's it. Boom, float right back up.
Well,
that's no way to do it.
I'm definitely not trying to do that. I just have
to eat a nice variety of food, Vinny.
And people have written in, you can't cut. I'm not trying to cut out every single carb.
Right.
But all I eat is carbs. All that's it.
So what have you? So now you're not eating sandwiches and stuff.
I'm not eating the sandwiches.
So what are you having for lunch?
Like,
then?
Well, I'll have. That's when I'll make eggs. So I'll make eggs, beans, and a burrito. I know beans. Listen.
And the burrito.
I'm doing what I can. I can't. There's nothing
I can do.
I don't like meat.
And you're not like a chef or something. You know,
no.
Some people can really put a whole meal together and like slice tomatoes and put them on their plate and have all their little doodads. What are you, a pro chef?
I just got to stop doing what I do, which is... I just go, yeah, bagel. That's a perfect breakfast.
Yeah.
More carbs. Yeah. Toast and whatever.
Yeah.
It's just, anyway.
The low carb tortillas are excellent. I can't tell, you can't tell the difference between those and regular tortillas, or can you? Have you tried them?
I haven't tried them yet.
And I mean, it's a good way to cut a few carbs and still get your tortillas.
Yeah. To me, that I don't need to be crazy about it, but I just have to not indulge. Like I just.
There's a whole net carb thing that goes on too, where like, because it's
that.
The sugar. Well, it'll tell you right on the front, like it only counts as two carbs because you got 5 grams of sugar, but you have 3 grams of dietary fiber.
That
so
sounds fun to keep track of.
You know what? It isn't. And it's actually, it does work though. The keto stuff, if you cut the carbs, but it's just too much. Like the average person, you can't stick to that. It's impossible. Everything around you is carbs.
I'm not even trying to, but I knee jerk to macaroni.
Yes.
Normally, probably 3 to 5 times a week.
Well, plus rice and
like
you do beans.
I'll do it for lunch. Then a dinner will come up, and then it'll happen on the weekend. I can't do that. That's one of the things that I just go, the easiest thing in the world, and it makes me happy.
Yeah,
is macaroni.
Mm. Well, start learning how to barbecue chicken. You know, figure that out because that's the way.
Rotisserie is a big part of my life right now.
Just go for that. Some green beans, no potatoes. You can put butter on it. That flavors up the green beans. Okay. Anyway,
don't worry, everyone.
It's National Peanut Butter
and
Jelly Day, but not for you, Benny.
Not for me.
Outside Lands, we have tickets all week. 905, 1205, 505, and 605. Jane's got a couple pairs in her show. Ours are at about 3 hours from now. Hold tight. You know, hold your breath. Before you know it, it'll be here. You text the keyword that we give you to our contest line, and then you're in the running. It's a pair of 3-day general admission festival passes for Outside Lands. It's a big prize. August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park. They do it every year. I think they missed at least 1 year in the pandemic, but I mean, everything got missed in the pandemic. Don't even count those years. Those are fake years that didn't happen. Val died. Val Kilmer passed away yesterday.
I saw it this morning. It was one of the first things I saw when I pulled up.
Yeah, popped right up on
my computer.
It's not super surprising. He's been really sick. He did beat cancer. He had a throat cancer. And I guess during the treatment, it just burned his vocal cords. He was using a talk box afterward. But that isn't what killed him. It was pneumonia.
I thought, though, that he'd first tried to pray it away.
Oh, did he? Like he let it get too far?
I don't know. I'd like look it up. But I thought he was like Christian Science about it at first.
Oh.
And that is why it had gotten as bad as it did. And the whole throat cancer thing, too. I don't say this. I'm not trying to be funny or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing that happened to Michael Douglas. And he also, he was very vocal about it in that he says, this came from a certain act I perform on the ladies. Mm. The doctor told me, this is how I got that.
So is it like a human papilloma virus?
Yes, exactly right.
In your neck? Hmm.
So Val Kilmer is a Christian Scientist, and he did try to treat his throat cancer through prayer and spiritual healing to start.
For how long?
It doesn't say how long he did that.
But that was...
Don't do that. I get it. You have your beliefs. Don't do that.
When he finally gave in, it was far too late.
Well, he did beat it. He ended up, but it also beat him.
Right.
So he was in remission from it, but I think that his journey could have been easier. I actually, there's a guy, a neighbor, a very, very sweet man who lives near me who had throat cancer, kept it really quiet until it was getting really obvious that something was wrong, and he couldn't talk, and he couldn't, but he is like 100% back. Like, he looks great. He talks normally.
Oh, he talks normally,
it's
too.
It's unbelievable.
Good for him.
I know. He really, like, it was... It hit him. He went right to the place you go, the oncologist's office, and got a team and got a plan. He didn't try to pray it away.
I was looking for a clip to play of Val Kilmer this morning, and I'll play you the clip that I found, and Bob showed her age. She's like, what movie is that from?
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Ice, man, I am dangerous.
Best. Best movie ever. Voted best movie ever, Top Gun.
Yeah. He actually, yes, Top Gun Bob, which, by the way, did you see Top Gun 2, the one that just recently came out?
I did see it, of course, in theaters, and I just want to defend myself. I couldn't see the clip. I was working on my training. I, of course, know Top Gun, iconic film.
Oh.
In other words, get off of me!
Got a little rebuttal for that, I mean.
Hold on. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Good job, Bob.
Bob. That was funny. Val Kilmer passed away yesterday. His daughter, Mercedes, told the New York Times that he died of pneumonia at 65. He started out as a stage actor in the early 80s. And let's see, they're saying here,
he went to Juilliard. Like, he was very trained.
Yeah. Does that mean, does Juilliard just handle like stage stuff, or is it also like musical people?
Musical
and
comedy.
Like arts. Like,
yeah,
arts.
I believe Robin Williams went to Juilliard
that
as
makes
well.
Sense.
So, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Smart, creative.
So he starts out on the stage. He became a star in Hollywood. He landed roles in some comedies, Top Secret and Real Genius.
Real Genius was great.
I don't know if I remember those movies.
Oh.
They sound...
Go back and watch Real Genius. Classic 80s movie.
Top Gun, he played Iceman. And Willow, he was Mad Mardigan. He got even bigger in the 90s. Jim Morrison in The Doors was the one where I was like panting over Val. Like Val Kilmer was it for me for a while. And then when he was Batman, those are the best Batmans, in my opinion.
They are?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Val Kilmer in the Batman suit.
I don't know.
No nipples. Come on.
What do you got against nipples?
I didn't like him on the George Clooney Batman suit. Oh, they're right. Stupid. I'm like, really? The suit has nipples? We're going there? So dumb. It's supposed to be chest plating. Come on. Peel it off and be surprised by the nipples. Don't put them on the front.
They're exact duplicates of his nipples.
Got nipples.
I mean, wouldn't you have that?
Maybe he's got great nipples. Yeah. He's proud of them.
Show him.
The George Clooney nipples.
He's got great nipples.
Was it just like a disc, or was it like a donut shape, a torus shape, like a...
You're the one that seems to have noticed that.
Like, we're not...
Now I'm picturing it, and I'm like, I don't know. Did they have like a protruding, was it like a double decker, you know, with the areola and the...
Hold on, here
nipple?
We go.
Yeah, let's have a look. Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
To turn my
okay. There they up. Oh, hold on a second.
Okay.
There they are, though.
All right. Let's have a look here. It's really the thing is just warming up. Never mind. Nipples. Val didn't have them on his suit, and that was way cooler. So. What?
My friend, and by the way, I got the pronunciation right now. Deepak. That's how you say it.
Deepak. Like a hockey puck.
Yes. D-puck. Exactly right. Deepak.
Deepak.
That's how you say it.
Deepak.
Val Kilmer had a laryngectomy.
Oh.
A laryngectomy? I don't know how you say that, but...
Laryngectomy?
Yeah. There's a G in there.
Oh, right. And your guy's a head and neck guy.
Yeah.
So
removal of the voice box. Different from what Michael Douglas had.
Oh.
Mm. Well, but I think it's because he tried to pray it away for a while there.
And they wound up just having to cut pieces out.
I don't know for sure, but...
You know, I feel like... God gave you modern medicine. If you're going to, you know, you've been praying all along, little Christian scientist, and you got this anyway, but God provided you an escape from this. Don't pray it away.
If you're a person, even a woman could be questioning this, I guess. I definitely have thought, I wonder how, if you end up with cancer from, you know, kissing Australia.
Yes.
Like, how many Australians do you kiss before you open yourself up to trouble? You know what I mean?
Like, it only takes one. Someone who gives you the human papilloma.
But shouldn't you have been a prolific, you know, someone who's really got the numbers? Like, or...
Well, if every single one of the numbers didn't give you the human papilloma virus, which, by the way, we now inoculate our children for that.
I know.
Some of us do. So they won't give it to you.
It's just terrible. I think about it and think like, so I'm supposed to stop doing that now?
No.
Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Now
well, maybe you give a test for the human papilloma virus. I don't know what that test is, but maybe you go get that checked. Maybe you do. I don't know. It's not guaranteed you're going to get it, I don't think.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't.
You're supposed to tell everybody what to do all the time.
Okay, here's what you should do.
Yeah, what do I do?
Yeah.
As somebody who's going out into the world again.
How about a dental dam?
What?
Are you worried about getting the?
I wasn't until
5 minutes ago. I didn't even know it existed. I didn't even know that was a possibility. Now it's rolling around in my head.
It might be too late for you anyway, Maddie, at this point in your life.
Why? Is it like stay dormant?
Okay. I don't know how it all works. I think you should talk to a doctor about it if you're really concerned.
Can you ask Deepak what I should do? Our science Deepak? Correspondent, Deepak.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the nipples on George Clooney's Batman thing really quickly. They're so much more detailed than I remembered. Have you ever installed some hardware in your bathroom where you have to use a little tiny Allen wrench to tighten up the grip that it has on the little plate that you've installed on the wall, and then you put the thing over and you tighten it up? It looks like that. It looks like there's not just an outer ring with an inner ring that is pointy, by the way, full on, looks like the top of a weird screw top. And then at the very top, there's a place where you put in an Allen wrench to tighten the whole thing or take it off in case you needed to fiddle around in there. It's just so much more detailed. Can you please grab the one big picture there? Put that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so people can talk. See if they know what I'm talking about. A set of Allen wrenches. Looks like you can take them off if you want to, but he didn't want to. So Val Kilmer has passed.
Oh, right.
He got big playing Jim Morrison in The Doors. So hot in that movie. Hot in Batman Forever.
He was awesome as Doc Holliday in Tombstone.
I wouldn't know about that.
That was one of his big roles.
And
acclaimed. Because he had, what was it, TB?
Yeah. Yeah, he did it. It's a great movie.
True Romance, Heat, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Mm. His final role was Iceman again in Top Gun Maverick. What year was that movie released? Take a guess.
2022.
Wait.
What?
2022.
Oh, 22. Okay. Yeah.
I know. It was I really would have said 23 as well. I felt that was just a minute ago.
I remember Tom Cruise being very adamant about getting that movie played in the theater. So they sat on it for a while.
Yep.
So I know. I didn't know how long.
2022 feels like soon.
All right.
Let's see. In 2014, he was diagnosed with throat cancer. He had a procedure on his trachea that damaged his vocal cords to the point where he had to use an electric voice box. So they don't specifically say his laryngectomy, but I'm going to go with what Teapak said. He did beat it. He was cancer-free for years. They say here he was forced to deal with ongoing medical treatments throughout his later life. He stepped away from Hollywood in the 2000s to explore other interests. I think he was a sculptor or a painter or something. Isn't there for a while? You'd see stories about that.
I don't know.
In 2012, he said, "I don't have any regrets. It's an adage, but it's kind of true. Once you're a star, you're always a star. It's just what level."
What?
I don't have any regrets. It's an adage, but it's kind of true. Once you're a star, you're always a star. That's in 2012, before he even got the cancer. I guess he felt like he had enough money, and he was just like, "I'm a star. What? I'm a star at my house. I don't take out the trash. Come on. I got a guy for that. I'm a star. I'm always a star. Just what level?"
It's a strange quote, but
I know. It is a strange quote. He's got two adult kids, Mercedes and Jack. He had them with his ex-wife, actress Joanne Whalley.
I do think, maybe it's just weirdly worded, but I do think if your goal was to make it in Hollywood and you make it, I do think you can say, "I achieved the goal I set out to do," and most people don't. I can pat myself on the back for that or whatever. Maybe that's what he's trying to, I don't know.
Maybe.
Once you're a star, you're always a star.
I know. It depends on the level.
The star thing's weird. That's your goal. I get that. You want to be someone who's paid bank.
Does it feel not humble? Is that what is it that's snagging you on this?
To self-identify like that.
Right. To sort of try to put it into words.
Why would
continuing to be a star? It is a weird, it's a weird quote to say, even if you're trying to figure it out in your own head, it's a weird thing to say to a reporter. Here, write this down.
It's not debatable. The guy was a star. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Right. And he's always a star. Because once you're a star, you're always a star. It just depends on what level. Maybe he said it like that. He was all aggro about it. All right, Vincenzo, what do you got coming up?
Oh boy. Well, I got a lot of stuff, including the A's had their first home game, and I'll tell you about Tahoe. Snow is out of control. And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
This girl is on fire.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Didn't mean to interrupt you, Alicia.
You just ruined my favorite part.
So sorry.
Gosh, Sarah.
This is the song I played you, my daughter singing this to me on the video, whatever that was.
That was what
week.
She was singing?
One of them.
Mm. Aw. Mm. So fun. This girl is on fire.
Yeah. Mm. Good stuff.
Good morning. It's Alice at 97.3. Good vibes. Variety. Hump day. Listen to our show live every day and get our show's full podcast. That's all on the free Odyssey app. You should have that.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Trevor Noah and George Lopez tickets. All week, we're looking for the funnest, funniest, most entertaining texts from our listeners.
That is a great prize.
Throughout the morning show, text us your best to 800-400-3697. If your text is selected, you win a pair of tickets to see Trevor Noah on May 24th and George Lopez on May 31st at the Mountain Winery Concert Series, courtesy of Golden Voice.
That place looks so beautiful. John was looking at some Jackson Browne thing that they've got going on there this summer. And he was showing me pictures of the venue. I'm like, God, it's gorgeous.
Is it him performing or is it other people performing his music?
No, I think Jackson Browne is performing, which is, I don't think he does that much anymore. And, you know, Michael Franti is always talking about Mountain Winery. Like, he loves that venue. So if you've never been, I've never been. I would love to go to a show out there. So try and win these tickets. Text us something funny.
John's a Jackson Browne guy, huh?
He loves Jackson Browne.
Doctor My Eyes.
Yeah, he, you know what? It is too. And it's funny because he'll be playing like Jackson Browne songs. He loves some of the courting that he does and some of the choices that he makes. He's always just like, oh, just, you know, he could have gone here, but he went here.
What a tasty chord. What a
delicious chord progression that was. Wow. Amazing.
Weather today should be not rainy. It rained even late last night for me at my house.
It like, just would not. Kept like being sun. Oh my God, the most beautiful double rainbow yesterday at my house. Right after just this, you know, biblical downpour.
Were you on LSD and did you laugh and laugh and laugh?
Of course it did occur to me, but I was not on the, at the time I was not on LSD. Solid question though. It's starting to look like a triple rainbow.
Oh man.
All the way across the sky. What does it mean?
What does it mean? Do you know?
I didn't know what it meant. It just leprechauns, I think. Mm. Pot of gold. It was beautiful, though. It really was. It was
Tahoe got dumped on.
Dumped on.
There's tons of snow. Different reports. I've heard 2 feet. I've heard almost 3 feet.
Oh.
I've definitely heard the roads have been nuked and that they are... They're digging out. It's another one of the. But
you want to hear though.
Well, if you're going for the weekend, this is the weekend. Like this is the one.
Can you imagine into April and they're having the weekend?
Yeah,
it's great.
And I actually was watching. You know what's weird? I really Tell don't me. Want to admit this right now, but I will. Because where I live, I don't get all the Bay Area channels on my regular TV.
Right.
Because I'm over. I guess the Monterey channels are the ones I get. I went to my TV, NBC Bay Area on Xfinity, and it popped up.
Oh.
And I went, son of a biscuit, I could have been watching this all along. It's on channel 6000 something.
Oh.
But I didn't even.
But it's considered a local channel when it comes right to your house.
So I was able
Did
to,
you see Scott Bunyan?
I didn't, but I was watching that last night and saw them talk about the Tahoe storm. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, oh, I can now watch Scott. So I'm going to do that. More often.
Well, now you know it's 6,032 or whatever.
You really love him.
I do.
Well, what's not to love?
He's great.
The guy's great.
I'll tell you something. I know that we, you know, joke around about this, you know, Scott Budman love. That's a guy who has supported this show for only because he wanted to all the way back. Way, way back. He
the
would show up.
First Tesla. The first, very first Tesla I ever saw, he drove it over the little roadster.
He would come to our appearances down in the South Bay, and I just always felt like, man, that is... freaking solid.
That's right. We would when we were doing the toy drives, he would come down and cover them.
Yep.
Yeah, that's you know what? We love you.
So
Budman.
It's not just because he's a big TV star. He's also shown us the love that
he
you
has.
Know you hope to have and that loyalty's awesome.
It
so
is. It's great.
I'm a fan. And I will watch him now and tell you all about it.
I can't wait to hear it. Tell me if he gets a haircut or anything.
I will.
I want to know what he's doing.
So back to the storm grips Tahoe.
All right.
And this could be the best weekend of the year. They were, as I was watching them last night, they were saying March ended up being the most snow of the season.
Yeah.
And now we're even moving into April. So, yay.
Well, it's a good comeback winter, too, because January was scarily beautiful.
So nice.
I'm glad we enjoyed that, and we got to have some rain, too.
Yeah, and they were talking about, this is the third season in a row that we haven't been in trouble, water-wise.
Jesus, don't say it out loud.
Oh. They did. I'm just repeating them. Right. So that's a nice thing. Like, we don't normally, I think they even said on NBC Bay Area, they said something like, we haven't had a three-year run like this since the early 2000s.
Really?
Where it's just been, we've met
solid,
what
solid,
we
solid.
Need each year,
or
3 years in a row.
That's
right.
Incredible. I can't wait to hear what the snow level count is.
It'll be nice to know, yeah.
Doesn't mean start running through all your water.
No, you we can. Actually, turn it on
it.
Now and let it run as long as you want.
Just still conserve.
Right, of course, duh. So there used to be a team in town called the Oakland A's.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Have you? They have now left the Oakland area and moved to temporarily to Sacramento. I didn't realize they will likely be there 3 or 4 years.
And it sounds like everything's perfect at the stadium. There are no problems.
It didn't go well yesterday. The home opener, not only did they lose 18-3.
Oh, is it about the bats?
No, it's not about the new bats. It's about them not really fielding a team. Mm. And they weren't bad last year. They weren't great, but they weren't bad.
So did they just fall apart? Did a lot of players leave? Like, please get me out of here?
I think if you're a professional baseball player, do you want to be playing in a minor league ballpark?
No.
Well, and the owner, all he cares about is the revenue coming in. He doesn't care about what he puts on the field. He has no plan for Vegas. They don't have a stadium plan yet. It is crazy. He needs to sell the team.
Please sell the team.
And he will get talent. I mean, that is the chance. Sell the team. Maybe, you know, fans like me pray that there's a world where somebody buys it and brings him back to Oakland. That's the only hope I have.
I don't know all the politics around this, but it feels to me like Major League Baseball is also to blame for this.
100%.
Like the other owners could have gotten involved and said, you know what?
We're not going to come to your second-rate stadium to play ball with you.
So that's really unfortunate. But
who's our guy, Chris Kelly? Chris, where is your $1 billion for this team, please? What does it cost to buy a team?
Did you say billion or million?
Billion.
Oh, okay.
Did I say billion?
No, I don't know what you said.
I might have said million.
But I was definitely like, I think it's more than a million.
There's been plenty of people who have offered to buy the team.
So he's just saying no.
Yeah. Joe Lacob, I think, also.
Oh, he did? In.
Yeah. And I'm like, sell it to him. He knows what to do with the team.
Yeah, he does. Anyway.
You need to catch this guy and just like twist his arm until he sells the team.
The Oakland A's played their first home game in Sacramento. They not only did they not sell out the minor league ballpark.
That's
look,
harsh.
They weren't selling out the major league ballpark either, but, you know.
Still.
This is how it's going to be. A minor league ballpark, no sellout. They lost 18-3, and both radio feeds went down. So the Spanish feed and the English feed crashed in the blowout loss to the Chicago Cubs. And that is it. The other teams are now playing in minor league ball. And so to answer your question when you asked it, no, you've probably been in the minor leagues. You've done the minor league ballparks. And the whole graduation is I'm in the big leagues now.
In a big stadium, pampered. You know, they were saying that to get to the bathrooms, the other team had to, like, go to all the way to the other side of the field. Like, no one is going to want to come to Sacramento to play you. Like, this is a disaster.
Well, we got made fun of for our press room because it's a shed. It is literally a shed.
Oh, like one you might get at Costco
wrong with
or
sheds.
Something?
I like
sheds.
Well,
you're into sheds.
Yeah, so. Not when you're, that's your press room.
No, when you're a pro team, you should have all this.
Everybody on Instagram is like, oh, the A's.
Like, you know, shed or a hotel room. Well, you know, which one would you take?
So. Whether or not it sounds like it, I don't take pleasure in this at all. I'm bummed for the people who love the Oakland A's.
A lot of huge fans here.
I've said this before. I dated this lady who her pictures in her house are of her in an Oakland A's uniform when she's like 2. And has, you know, all her life, she's been an A's person. And I even went to an A's game with her. And even though I like the Giants, but there it is. People grew up on this team. And now they're looking at them over in Sacramento going, shame.
Mm. Well, it's just not the way you want your team to. It's just, it's a disaster top to bottom.
Sorry to report that, everyone.
Taking no joy in that.
Mm.
It's sad.
I wanted to do a couple fast facts for you,
and I found these to be pretty interesting. I do like a fast fact.
Tell me, we only use 20% of our clothes. The rest just sits in our closets.
That sounds about right.
20%.
Although I have a rotation method, so I'm going to say I use up to 40% of my clothes.
Oh.
I even rotate my socks.
Like you turn everything, pull everything forward and push the socks into the back of the drawer?
Yeah. They sideways. They're laying sideways like this.
Oh, they run across?
Long socks. Mostly I wear knee socks and stuff in the winter and then in the summer. Or if I'm wearing shorter cut pants and I just want to wear some ankle sock and I've got those lined up in the back. Just smaller. But yeah, I mean, I try to rotate. I wear the same bra if I wear a bra. I'll always wear the same one.
Really?
Yeah. I have one black one that I'll wear if I have to, and one other one that's like an emergency bra. And then I have my one, like, t-shirt bra. But my jeans, I rotate the stock. I've got however many pairs of jeans. When I wash them, they go down on the bottom. Although, that is not, it's not as true as it used to be. I have a few pairs I really like, and those are the ones I wear.
The average home has 300,000 items.
Huh?
Most of them rarely used.
There's 300,000 items?
Yeah.
Does that include, like, wall fixtures and...
300,000 items, yes.
Things that could be picked up and moved out of the house?
Junk.
Hmm. 300,000. It just seems like too many. Even if each one only cost a dollar, it just seems like too many items. You ever hear that thing where people are trying to live with only 100 items? Like, you have
a
fork, a spoon, a knife, a plate.
I understand, like, what they're going
you've
for.
You've used most of it just eating food.
Right. There's a clutter reality for all of us. I know every house has it. I don't feel ashamed that my house also has it, but it's that drawer where all the crap goes.
Mm.
Whether it's one drawer or multiple drawers, I will go, why is duct tape in the junk drawer? Like, that's a garage item. How did it, but it's where everybody puts every
into
damn,
the house,
yes.
And it wasn't going to, no one was going to walk into the garage. Right. So they took it off the counter in the kitchen. They put it in the junk drawer. Now you know where to look for it.
Sure.
In the condiment drawer, do you have one of those where you put all the fast food condiments and they just
what?
No, oh, I really? Don't have that. Nope.
Oh.
No.
Oh, and you probably have like chopsticks in there and stuff.
Chopsticks,
too,
you know, extra.
Yeah, I don't
soy
save
sauce.
That stuff. I buy some soy sauce for my house. I buy some ketchup.
Keep it all.
Yeah. Americans spend $1.2 trillion annually on non-essential goods, stuff we don't really need.
Well, that feels right. But the 300,000 items doesn't feel right.
Instagram got me again. Actually, you love your Instagram shoes.
I'm wearing my Kizik's right now. They're so comfortable.
Oh, you have more shoes than I've really, quite frankly, ever seen you have.
Right, it's true. Usually I would have one pair of shoes. But now I have something for every outfit. And I'm so matchy-matchy. Mm.
When I first met you, I truly was like, this chick is so classic. She has one pair of freaking shoes and walks around with a ball cap backwards. And a grit in her mouth. Like, what a picture.
I was so young. So young. I just really didn't.
What were you then?
28, 20, 29.
Okay.
Maybe? Yeah.
One pair of brown Doc Martens was what you wore every single day. And I didn't see the need for anything else. And
no,
that's what I liked about you. I'm like, this chick does not freaking care. Mm. It's awesome.
Did I really always wear a ball cap? I don't really remember
a
ball cap.
You always wear a ball cap, but when, like, I remember seeing you with the ball cap backwards and going, classic. Like, none of the put on stuff that you expect. You just didn't, you were a morning chick.
Yeah.
You're doing a morning show. I give you credit.
I still am all these years later, 3 in the freaking morning. I just can't try. It's too hard. I've tried. I have tried to try. And then it just falls away. Later, I get all gussied up. You know, do my hair, put on a full face of makeup,
put
a dress
on.
Put on
an outfit you bought on a whim, and then you go, everyone's making fun of me in this thing. I don't want,
Right. But I just bought it, so I'm not going to donate it yet. It's got to sit in my closet for 3 years, taking up room. Obviously.
I can see how you didn't see, you know, a velvet red suit at Christmas.
There's no, you gotta let go of that suit. There's nothing wrong with that suit.
There's nothing wrong with it. I liked it, but when you were all, why are you guys calling me Santa? It's like, well, it's a red velvet suit.
But it didn't have like white trim on it or, you know, big black buttons going down the front. And it's not like that. You just make it sound so silly. It's annoying. Bob, stop laughing at that.
It's me, for sure, everyone. Toys have increased by 500% in 50 years, yet kids still just play with a handful.
Mm. Or the box that they came in.
Mm-hmm.
That was always the most fun. I loved that. When my kids were little and, like, you know, you'd get a new oven or something and you'd use the giant reinforced box to make them the coolest freaking house.
Storage units in the United States could fit every person in the country. And yet they're still growing.
Oh my God. I've heard that it's not glamorous, but buy yourself a piece of land, put a warehouse in it and store people's stuff for them. And it's like magic money with very little oversight. People take one move guy, their own thing.
I remember the times I've done storage and yes, you're just paying rent on your own crap. And I do understand that you get like, I got to get to that, but I'm busy. And then eventually you finally do and go, oh my God, none of this is keepable. Is that a word?
Sure.
Anyway.
I could have bought, with the money I spent in the last 3 years storing this here, I could have bought a house.
Really, really dumb. But yeah, the place that I stored stuff, it was one guy. He ran the whole thing. He'd be like, yeah, you can go in. Here's the code. You walk down to your thing. It's self-service, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. His job was to like sweep the hall.
He did it with one of those grass blowers.
Yeah.
You know, leaf blowers. Like, cares about this place. I know. They were just dingy, poorly lit warehouse spaces. Vinny, let's do it. I can see it now. S&B storage.
Holy crap.
What is it?
The time.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
What have we been talking about?
With just all different fast facts and then the A's we got on that.
Oh, yeah, we did.
It's the true. Snow.
Right. We're having a fun day, huh?
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We're out of time, but, you know, we are looking
at
your text.
The
and there is definitely a contest. So yeah. Please
got some comedy
contribute.
Tickets in the up for grabs. So you're not going to do any text right now?
No.
Okay. Let's see here. What is the name of the Megan Fox Machine Gun Kelly baby? What is it? Is it the one that they said first off, or is it some other name?
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.